Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. It is the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. And we are here, as we always are, to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Joining you tonight, we've got a bit of a special crew this evening. It's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us for the first time in a long time from his radio program, Flaming Freedom.
It feels very nostalgic to be back.
Does it feel nostalgic? Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here, and of course you are being kept busy by doing your own radio program twice a week, which folks can hear at flamingfreedom.com.
Who's the flaminist on Flaming Freedom?
The flaminist? Well, really neither Neil nor myself is very flaming at all, but sometimes when we have a third guest on, I would say occasionally we have Derek on.
He's
pretty flaming.
Or Andre.
Yeah.
Andre's pretty flaming, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, I think neither of them would be offended that I say that. I think they embrace it.
So. I suspect you're right.
You guys have a good crew over there. You have fun, and that's what's important. So glad it's still working out. How long has it been going on now? Because it originally was Prometheus Unchained, then changed names to Flaming Freedom.
Right. It's if you include Prometheus Unchained, it started January 16th, 2011.
All right. So not quite 2 years, but getting there.
Yeah, and it's been at least a weekly show ever since then, and sometimes more.
It's great. So welcome back. Good to have you here. Of course, we'll be doing the show as normal, which means open phones. You can call in about absolutely anything that you want at 855-450-FREE.
So how many shows do you think are live, right? Shows were live today.
How many national-type shows?
I don't know.
You listen to talk radio, Mark, so you'd probably know better than
I really can't tell, though. I mean, I don't pay enough attention that I would know whether or not they're playing a best of. I'd have to listen. You'd have to listen every day, and oftentimes they don't say best of, or they'll have somebody sitting in, which is the other thing they do. And it's not like we don't do that. I mean, basically, we do that every week. We have 7 days a week, and it's not every host. It's not you and I teaming up have 7 days a week, because then we'd never have a day off. We both do 6 days a week, and we stagger them.
So we're here, 855-450-FREE, and there's always news to discuss. We'll start out with sad news about the Pirate Bay founder. Did you guys hear about what happened to him?
Yep. Nabbed in Cambodia.
Gottfried Svartholm, the Pirate Bay founder, better known online as Anakata, has been arrested in a riverfront apartment in Phnom Penh, the Cambodian capital. The story according to VentureBeat.com. He'd been wanted internationally ever since January, when he failed to appear in Sweden to serve a 12-month prison sentence. So far, neither Cambodian nor Swedish authorities have issued public statements about the charges that he now faces, and the post will be updated as more information becomes available.
Yeah, this is when I read this story, they just said that he was facing a year for some charges in the past, and that what that didn't really jibe with me is you get time for not showing up, too. I mean,
right.
I guess if you escape from prison, it's 15 years.
Depends on, I'm not sure how Sweden handles it, though. Maybe they're more lenient about that.
Maybe.
Probably more lenient.
Maybe, but then again, governments, they don't tend to like it when you don't show up to their jail.
They tend not to.
At least around here, they call it bail jumping, and it's a felony.
It kind of gets down to the foundation of how they control us. Is if you're not giving in to the fear they're trying to maintain at all times, then that's a sign that they have to fix something.
Yeah, it's absolutely this voluntary control that they try to have over you.
So far, again, no statements have been issued, and this was published a couple days ago now, so I've yet to see any updates on this, at least according to VentureBeat.com. But Svartholm has been in a significant legal trouble since 2006, when Swedish police first raided the Pirate Bay, the torrent site, for copyright violations in January of 2008, even though, of course, the Pirate Bay itself doesn't actually violate anyone's copyright.
Right. This is one of those things where they just decide, well, it's close enough that you're breaking the law.
I guess they're treating him like an accessory. Someone who made it possible for someone else to violate copyright.
Yep, that's right. Because essentially, for those that don't know, if you've been living under a rock, the Pirate Bay is the most popular of all torrent sites on the internet.
It is an old sort of eDonkey and Napster, this idea where you can go get free music and things like that, right?
Well, no. Yes, no. Yes, in that it's a list of downloadable movies and music. No, in that the Pirate Bay is just that. It's just a list. eDonkey and these other services are file sharing platforms, okay, essentially, whereas the Pirate Bay does not actually take part in the sharing of those files.
It's kind of like a directory, if you will. It's a classified where people can list the things that they have available.
There you go. Exactly.
It's quite a reach. It's definitely a reach to go from there to making him a criminal himself.
Well, but that's the way things are, because doing anything at all that could possibly promote copyrighted works being transferred over the Internet without permission of their supposed owners is apparently a criminal act.
By the way, so this guy set himself up as a religion, I believe, the copy me-ism or something like that, the religion that the Pirate Bay had.
Was that him? Was he involved in that?
As I understand, it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Does it feel like these questions are coming up quite a lot more? I mean, I guess just the fact that there's so much more technology and it's so much easier to do this, and people have found so many ways, and so many people are simply doing it, that the morality of it keeps getting, that question keeps getting raised, it seems like.
I hope it does.
It almost feels like it's coming to a head, and we're going to have to resolve this or move this forward in some way.
Either that or start filling the jails up with pirate file sharers.
They just want to make examples out of people. That's what their intention is.
I saw a comic that showed a caveman sitting by a fire and saying, I'm tired of people stealing my fire idea.
I mean, and this really does, bring up a point. The guy who discovered the creation of fire, how come his ancestors aren't getting a little check every time somebody lights a candle or uses combustion or something like that?
The wheel?
The guy who created the wheel. I mean, it's...
Well, there was no criminal gang around then to give you a monopoly on your ideas.
But now the criminal gang says that, somebody who writes a song has it for their lifetime and 99 years, thanks to Sonny Bono or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, Baby Einstein, what do? They come up with, Mozart music behind their little videos and stuff like that.
Because it's not copyrighted.
Right. Mozart's ancestors aren't getting a piece of this.
Why should they?
Why should you, why should the artist's family for 99 years but not 100 years get a check? I mean, it just doesn't, is that really what we want to do? We want to create a world full of people who don't have to work because they're getting a check from, some invention that their grandfather came up with?
So what happened? Well, in January of 2008, Svartholm and Pirate Bay cohorts Friedrich Nijs, Peter Sund, and Carl Lundstrom were charged with promoting others' infringement of copyright.
Promoting others' infringement.
So that's the crime. Promoting others' infringement of copyright. So if I tell you to go to the Pirate Bay and download whatever it is you want to download, or do I have to say specifically to download, the newest, hottest movie in order for it to be in promoting that? Because if you go to the Pirate Bay, you can download Derek J's Victimless Crimes, but it's listed. Derek J's Victimless Crimes.
And there's nothing even illegal about that.
Exactly.
You want people to download it.
It's in the public domain. We released it to the public domain. We don't believe in intellectual property, and so therefore downloading that film is not a violation of any copyright whatsoever.
I believe
so. There are legal things that are listed on the Pirate Bay is the point I wanted to make. It's just an index.
I'd like to point out that I do believe in intellectual property, but I believe that the enforcement should be entirely different. First off, it's your responsibility to protect your property, and if you just release it out there on the internet and have the expectation that somebody's not going to listen to your music or whatever, that's just ridiculous. Secondarily, if somebody's listening to the music, they're not stealing any money from you. It's one thing if some big band picks up some little guy's song and goes and makes a fortune off of it and doesn't write him a check and isn't kind to him in any way. It's another thing entirely if you're talking about some band out there that, I want to hear their music. I mean, now the internet is the new radio.
We've got more on this here coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This live Labor Day edition, more about the Pirate Bay, file sharing, intellectual property, or whatever's on your mind. You take control if you like. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. What do you think about this Pirate Bay founder facing months in jail now?
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark, one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, by term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here is 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. Live Labor Day edition here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything if you make them. Also, we are talking about the Pirate Bay founder. And coming up, Dale, you've got a related story about a movie director slash producer or whatever named, or the movie's called Fathead, and you're going to tell us more about that. And how that ties into this intellectual property discussion that that we're having. But the founder, or one of the founders of the Pirate Bay, Gottfried Svartholm, has been arrested in Cambodia, living in an apartment apparently on the riverfront in Phnom Penh. And he is going to be taken to Sweden, apparently, where he is supposed to have appeared to serve a 12-month prison sentence, as in January of 2008, according to VentureBeat.com.
You know, the world's getting smaller. If you can't go and hang out at an apartment, a riverfront apartment in Phnom Penh,
and be left alone,
the world's getting smaller. I mean, it's beginning to look like the Bourne Identity, where they really can find you anywhere they want to find you.
Back in 2008, he and some of his cohorts were charged with promoting others' infringement of copyright, a conviction of which could lead up to years in jail and huge restitution fines. To whom would those restitution fines be paid? Because here's the thing about the Pirate Bay. I mean, you can go there right now. Just because they're arresting the founder doesn't mean the Pirate Bay is going to go down. The Pirate Bay has been the most resilient of all of the torrent sites. The reason why it's the number one torrent site in the world is because every time they take it down, it comes back. And there are a bunch of mirror sites as well. So if you ever encounter a situation where the Pirate Bay is down, every now and then it'll happen. Just type in Pirate Bay mirrors into Google, and you'll get a whole list of sites that basically copy over all the content from Pirate Bay, probably at least once a day, if not more, and they essentially mirror the entire content of the site. Now, again, they're not mirroring the software. They're not mirroring the movies or the games. They're just mirroring the torrents and the information that your computer needs to go and find these things. And really, that's all that the Pirate Bay or any other torrent site does. And so,
it's a map. Just because there is a pizza shop on a map doesn't mean the map has pizza.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
And this is essentially what replaced Napster. And Napster allowed people to upload files and then download them. And again, was intended, at least on its face, was intended to be used for sharing files that people wanted to share and had authorized to share. But sometimes people would upload things that were not authorized. Actually, quite a lot of people would upload things. And then BitTorrent took over because it was a distributed thing. Lots of people, the files were on different people's computers, and it was just a way of interconnecting all these different computers so that they could share files. And now there's no head of the snake to chop off. And that's what makes the BitTorrent so much more robust as a system for sharing files.
Well, of course.
And also, most of these sites at one point, most of these sites that did this would sort of skulk around like rats at a shipyard. You know, they'd run along the edges of the walls and the dark places. Pirate Bay is out there saying that we believe that this is the right thing to do, to share information. We believe that hiding information behind a claim of monopoly privilege is wrong. And I don't know precisely what's right and wrong in this area. I mean, I think that there's some interesting arguments on both sides. But one side is saying, no, we will not change. No, we will not move. We own and we will destroy. The other side saying is this crush, this mass of people that just want to share information. They want to listen to music. They want to watch movies. They want to do it in an easy way. And
they're going to.
They're going to. And the world is changing, whether the dinosaurs like it or not. This is how changes happen. This is organic and from the ground up. And you can scream about how it's theft to the high heavens. But unless we can figure out, I mean, there's this thing called the Creative Commons out there. This is a new and interesting idea. And what you need to do is you need to rely on people to do the right things. Free Talk Live, we give away our program. Give it away. You can have it, for whatever on the internet. Go to freetalklive.com. It's free.
Take it, chop it up, sell it. Who cares?
Every other talk show host in the country is, besides the NPR, is selling you their show. And they would have a fit. They go come after you if you were giving it away. I don't care. Please distribute the show.
Is NPR all right with that?
Yeah, NPR.
Well, NPR's business model is to just torture you until you give them money with their promotional
As
stuff.
Is Free Talk Lives. I mean, we ask you to support us through the AMP program. So
it's
advertise.
Nothing like what NPR puts three people through to get them to donate.
I agree.
We will stop giving you entertainment until you give us $20,000.
Please call right now. Free Talk Live, we get the suggestion, I guess, is with the freemium model is that you'll get somewhere around 10%. Is that right? Of the people will, give you some level of support. It would be really nice.
I don't think
we're getting that. I don't know what the freemium model is. The freemium model is saying that, you give it away for free, and then some people will buy your extras. And that's essentially what Free Talk Live does with its
It's trusting in the universe that, what you give comes back around to you, essentially.
I mean, there's more. It's there's a simpler explanation than the universe for those who need it. And that is, if you put your stuff out there and make it really, really convenient for people, and you can do that with modern technology, stuff is instantly replicable because it's data, and you make it really convenient, you keep prices very reasonable, and people are glad to pay it if they enjoy what you're doing. And a lot of, I think a lot of people, I know I'm one of these people, if it's very convenient and it's what I want, I'd rather just do that and pay a reasonable price than go out and dig up a torrent, and it might not be a good torrent. It might put bugs on my computer. Who knows what? There are a lot of downsides to torrenting and such, but they're not much in terms of downsides if you're overpricing your product,
right?
Because you feel that people are obligated to pay whatever you demand for it, and you feel like you have this ridiculous monopoly. You essentially, when you produce a particular product, a very specific product, like a book or a song or a movie, then you are demanding a monopoly, an absolute monopoly on that product. There's not really market forces to make your prices reasonable. You need to do that.
Chances are good that whatever the information you have in your book isn't worth whatever this high, gigantic price that you put on. So if you with an ebook, all you're doing is transferring information. It's not worth the $24.95 that they sell a book for in the store, a hardcover book. It's not worth that.
So you don't have to pay all the middlemen. You don't have to pay the distributors and the wholesalers and the people putting the book on a shelf somewhere, so all those costs are cut.
The people that are making money in ebooks are selling them for between 99 cents and $2.99,
yeah,
$3.99, something like that.
$2.99 seems to be a very magic number. We were just researching it because I'm trying to be a writer myself.
Well, even I know that Taran Lupo, you might want to talk with him. He's a writer, obviously, of some great liberty-oriented books. And Taran, I really enjoyed Pirates of Savannah. I thought it was fantastic.
You read that while you're in jail.
Yeah. And I've heard other people who were also in jail say that it was fantastic. But he's
captive
been,
audience.
I know he's been giving away some of his books. Like, he'll do promotions, like where, hey, my book is free for the next 24 hours, and then people can just go and download it. And there must be a reason for that,
yeah,
right? It's got to get the buzz going.
It gets comments going on Amazon and stuff like that. And
probably raises it on the level of things that people just might happen to see by relation to other things they're looking at,
maybe,
and such like that.
Matthew Wayne Bellotti is doing a similar thing. And you talked to Taran and figured out how to do that. And we're going to be promoting his book here shortly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Great. Looking forward to that as well. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Intellectual property. We're here live on Labor Day. You can take control of the airwaves. You can also bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Your live Labor Day edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. Also, we've been talking about intellectual property. As one of the founders of the Pirate Bay has been located internationally, found in Cambodia, now likely to be taken back to Sweden, where he's expected to serve probably a year in prison, which may end up being more now because he was on the lam. But we'll give you more about that story in moments.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that counts as an escape or not. The phone lines are brought to you by Sickle CAI. Sickle CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and you're having trouble handling accounts receivable because, well, I don't know, perhaps you got into business to do whatever it was that you got into business to do and not to handle this annoying paperwork thing, you could hire Sickle CAI to do it. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. They record every call so that you know that they're handling your customers in the way that you would like them to. Sickle CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We'll continue giving you the details on what's happening with the Pirate Bay founder here in a moment. But first to the phones and the fun, let's go to Matt listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk a little bit about trying to convince liberals of the freedom message versus trying to convince conservatives.
Okay.
You started talking about that. One of the shows I've been listening to, podcast, a couple few nights ago, and Ian, you said you were of the opinion that it was easier to convince liberals than conservatives.
Yes, that's been my experience. But it may be easier for somebody who's of a conservative mindset to convince conservatives, although that's originally where I was. I was originally a Republican before I became a liberty-minded person.
I just find that I have more in common generally with liberals. They tend to be interested in more interested in peace. They tend to be more socially accepting of people who are different, that sort of thing. So I find that we have more common ground from which to start, and that a lot of them do really want to help people. I'm not saying that conservatives don't want to help people. It's just that it's easier to, I think, bring liberal-minded folks around to the ideas. But what's your experience?
Well, my experience is that conservatives are actually far easier to convince. And I have found that the liberals I know seem to be, showing signs of more that they're religiously accepting of the Democrats these days. They're just so full of praise. It's like they think that Barack Obama is some kind of god or something. I have a real problem with some of these people trying to convince them of some of the principles, despite the fact that they're supposedly trying to help people.
I see that definitely. I have friends myself. I came from Los Angeles not about 5 years ago. I'd been in Los Angeles for 8 years. I made a lot of friends over there that are pretty hardcore Democrats, and it seems religious to them. And I see what you're talking about. But do you ever wonder if you feel like you have a better time of converting conservatives? You said, I mean, don't you think maybe to some extent that has to do with your own, where your own heart is to some extent? I think that libertarians have a tendency to maybe lean conservative or lean liberal in terms of their personal preferences, but we respect other people's preferences, and that's what makes us libertarian. And whereas I, for instance, feel like I lean liberal, I've said this a lot recently, if I'm a libertarian because I respect other people's preferences and choices, and I don't try to impose my will on people. But in terms of the kinds of issues that seem most important to me, the things that I tend to want to focus my efforts on and such, they tend to be the things that maybe liberals are big on, things like being anti-war, things like being against the police state, things like wanting to help poor people, just not through the government, things like that. So I feel like that's kind of where my heart is. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like I have a better time converting liberals than I do converting conservatives.
I do understand what you're saying, and I don't deny that you have these those experiences, and I think that's great. But what I have found is that because I do lean more to conservatives, but it seems to me that my conservative friends. And maybe it's because it's me that they're talking to. I don't know. But they seem to want to admit more quickly that when I point out facts to them that, I hadn't thought of it that way and that they're wrong about certain things speaking. Because I try more from the economic side of things than anything else to convince people.
Well, that's a good argument for a conservative, right?
I would also posit that you probably use very logical arguments. As opposed to appealing to someone's heart and their emotional
appeals.
There you
go. That's right. Liberals aren't logical. Go right ahead and say it.
Well, it's not so much that for everyone, you have to kind of get past their emotional barriers before they even listen to logic. People have a lot of emotional barriers.
And the point I was going to make, I'm sorry, I took so long getting there, but the point I was going to make is when I talk to liberals, and I talk about Barack Obama and specifically the fact that he hasn't ended all that he started more wars and he keeps up with the torture that they hated against Bush. And I point out the similarities that he has towards Bush. That, when I say to a conservative, Bush grew the government, they say, yeah, he did. And they admit that. But when I point out that Barack Obama has the same policies, some of the same policies that Bush has, the liberals that dies right there. The liberals will it's like they're in complete state of denial. They don't want to think about that at all.
I'm going to risk chiming in again, and I'm afraid you might be getting the impression I'm just trying to shoot down everything you say, and that's not the case at all. In fact, I'm just trying to maybe help you. I'm sort of trying to look at it and think, well, what could be happening here that's causing this sort of that seems like repeated fail when you're trying to talk to people. And one thing to think about is right now Obama is in power. Bush is gone. He's not coming back. There's really not much at risk for a Republican to admit that, you know, they can concede something. They're not in the mode of having to be campaigning for Bush. Whereas someone who's got Obama in power right now, they have been, whoever's president is in power or whoever you want to be in power, you are, you end up in this mode of people who are Republican or Democrat, very hardcore, they end up in this mode of being extremely apologetic for their candidate mm-hmm. because they're constantly campaigning for them.
Playing defensive lineman.
Yeah. And and Obama is running for re-election right this very moment. So I see all my Democrat friends, all the things that should bother them to know about Obama. They'll probably admit it five, six years from now that Obama, they didn't like this about him, they didn't like that about him, because there's nothing at risk anymore by conceding those points.
Well,
you know?
There's always a spectrum, right? So, I mean, whenever we're talking about somebody who might consider themselves a liberal or someone who considers themselves a conservative, you're always dealing with somebody who's, you know, you're going to plot them on a graph somewhere compared to the rest of the conservatives and liberals. And so some of them are going to be more, yeah, the party. I'm all about the party. Whatever the party does, I think is right. Whereas others may be more independent-minded, but they've decided to kind of throw in with one team or the other for whatever reason. So, you know, there's that range between them. So, I mean, I can give you an example of my experience with Occupy. I've spent a lot of time supporting and doing things with some of the occupiers. Most of those guys absolutely know that Barack Obama has broken his promises and are totally on board with, you know, not being a fan of Barack Obama. That doesn't mean they're going to, you know, fall in love with Mitt Romney either, but and I imagine they're having a difficult time figuring out what to do with the election. But, you know, those kind of folks are definitely more open-minded to the ideas of liberty, especially if you've, you know, worked with them for a little while and you've built relationships with them as well. So I think there's just so many different factors that come into play. But I'm glad to hear, Matt, that it works well for you reaching out to conservatives, because we've all got to specialize at something at bringing people on board with these ideas. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can give us your experience. And this is Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we will give to you there. And if you do, then you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that, you know, what we were talking about earlier, the freemium model, well, we give stuff away to you. We give you the website. We give you the features. We give you the archives that go all the way back to late 2006, the live streams for your mobile phone or whatever you want to connect with. We give all that away, and we ask you to voluntarily support the show through the AMP program for $3 a month. Now, that's less than the price of some cups of coffee, less than the price of some hamburgers out there. $3 a month, not a lot of money, but it makes a difference for us because when a bunch of people give us $3 a month, it adds up, and then we can take that and invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So you can help with that, and it makes a big difference for us. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that a normal podcast, our normal archives do. So go to amp.freetalklive.com if you'd like to help. It makes a big difference.
BitInstant is the way to get Bitcoins. If you don't know what a Bitcoin is, you can go to weusecoins.org and watch the video there and, you know, begin your search into the area of Bitcoins. They're an online currency. They're peer-to-peer. They're open source. It's impossible for somebody to counterfeit them, impossible for someone to inflate them. And it's impossible for anyone, government agency or bank or whomever, to mess with your account. You become your own bank. You can send and receive money without fees with Bitcoins, and BitInstant makes it easy for you to get your Bitcoins. You go to BitInstant.com, you get a little little number, a little code number where you go to your local place of more than 750,000 locations, whether it's banks or CVS's or 7-Elevens and all kinds of different locations, Walmart's. You can go and deposit there, and then you'll have the coins in your wallet by the time you return it, generally. BitInstant.com.
All right, let's continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We started the hour out talking about Pirate Bay founder Gottfried Svartholm, who is now looking at 12 months in prison at least. Since he had failed to appear in Sweden to serve his prison sentence, he ended up hiding out in Cambodia, where he was found and arrested while living in a riverfront apartment there. In January of 2008, he and some of his cohorts at the Pirate Bay were charged with promoting others' infringement of copyright, a conviction of which could lead up to years in jail and huge restitution fines. In April of 2009, the four were convicted as accessories to copyright crime and sentenced to 1 year in prison each. They were also ordered to pay around $3.5 million U.S. dollars in damages. Now, I don't know about you, but
I have no idea how much the Pirate Bay makes off of its operations, but I highly doubt it's a multi-million dollar operation.
Doesn't seem very likely. I mean, it's
a website.
Yeah, it's intended so that people can share information back and forth.
Yeah, there's probably maybe some ads on it.
I think there are some ads on it, but
you're not going to make tons off of just having some ads on your website.
So the idea that these guys are going to be able to pony up $3.5 million,
they'll be lucky if they're paying their server costs with the ads.
They're making an example out of them.
Absolutely, they are. But one of the most disturbing parts about this is the idea that they are convicted of, you know, essentially being an accessory to infringement of copyright, promoting others' infringement of copyright. But if you ever go to the Pirate Bay, you know, they do promote things on their site, but they never promote copyrighted material. If you go there, you'll see occasionally there'll be a band that they've selected to put on their front page. Some, you know, indie band that's trying to get more exposure, and the band is, you know, kind of teaming up with the Pirate Bay to do this. So they'll promote different products that are on their site, different features, but they're never promoting, you know, the Hunger Games or some, you know, whatever the hottest new movie is that's out at any given moment. So they are promoting things on their site, but nothing ever copyrighted. So the disturbing part about this is that if they can do it to the Pirate Bay founders, there's no reason why they can't do it to the rest of us. So, for instance, if the Pirate Bay is just a directory, it's just a classifieds or a Craigslist, or it's just something where people can submit whatever they want, and you can, if you make your own torrent, like I did with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Long time ago, we used to do torrents of the Free Talk Live archives before we had really good hosting services like SoundCloud. But, you know, so I've made torrents before, and they've always been legal torrents. They've always been torrents with non-copyrighted content in them, and I've listed them on the Pirate Bay. So, therefore, the Pirate Bay is open to anyone. Anyone can post. And there are some disturbing laws that we've talked about previously that make it basically the webmaster's responsibility or the website owner's responsibility what content appears from user submissions. Basically, there are laws that criminalize Web 2.0, and Web 2.0 is the idea that the user generates content for the website. And, of course, Free Talk Live is based around that. Our site is all about user-generated content. You go, you can submit things to the site, other users can vote on it, you get to vote on things, the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website. There's nothing at all stopping anybody from submitting something to our website that's, you know, go here to download the Hunger Games. And then if, you know, enough people were to vote up on that, it would pop up on the front page of our website. And we would not necessarily have any idea that had happened until one of us happened to look down the website at some point during the day as we're doing some show prep and see that come up there. And since I believe in freedom of speech and, you know, of course we have rules on our site. You can't just spam things. You can't just, you know, this, maybe I would take it down. Maybe I wouldn't.
But we also have a BBS, a message forum where you can write things, and we don't go in there very often.
Even less often, yeah.
Far less often, and if you put, you could put some kind of link to something on our BBS that we're not making any money off of, that we're responsible to. I mean, this is what the government does.
To police it for them.
That's what
they're
saying.
Supposed to be the police.
The government says to convenience stores, we'll give you a license to sell liquor, but you're going to have to card everybody who comes in. Well, now they're saying, we'll give you a license to have a website, but you're going to have to make sure that everything that everybody posts that on there is legal. No, I don't need your license. The internet is free. And who are you to tell me that it's okay for me to write stuff on the internet?
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, of course, the larger a website becomes, the more difficult it becomes to police it. I mean, between all of my websites, I've got, you know, Free Talk Live, Free Keen, I've got the Shire Society, I've got a bunch of different sites, LRN.fm. Not all of them allow commenting in every area, but Free Keen and Free Talk Live certainly do. They're very user-generated content sites. And there are forums attached to the both of them, and there is no human way that I could possibly keep up with all of it and still feed myself at the same time. Like, I would not be able to do that. No.
Yeah, well, what this is possibly doing is leading to a barrier to entry for small-time web producers and making it such that you have to be one of the big players who can afford to police the massive content coming in, something like a YouTube or a Facebook or a Google, to be able to be a producer of web content or to allow people to
it's scary.
Produce web content.
And, you know, they're not targeting the little guys yet. They're not targeting Free Talk Live. We're not big. No, we're not nowhere. We're nowhere near the Pirate Bay in popularity. So, you know, we're not really on the radar at this point. But if they can do it to the Pirate Bay guys, they can do it to the next website. And there's no reason why that next website couldn't be your site if they decided for whatever reason that you're politically unpopular and they want to target you for something. Oh, somebody posted a link to a copyrighted work here in your forum. You guys are under arrest. And you're promoting the illegal distribution of copyrighted files.
They're really upset about is that you're promoting, say, CopBlock or something that they're upset about, and they've got a weapon to use against you now.
And how would you know what's copyrighted and what's not?
Another good question.
I mean, you know, somebody puts some obscure link to some obscure song from back in the 80s that's still copyrighted as a result, and I'm supposed to know what's copyrighted and what's not?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Or somebody puts, in our case, it's more less likely they put a song, but more likely they put... As a matter of fact, they do put songs. There's a user on the BBS I know that's always putting YouTube videos up there of songs. I don't know whether those things are properly being, people are being paid or not. I mean, they're being hosted on YouTube. I don't see why it's my responsibility, but
I'm sure
that some government, I know that some government can come along and do that kind of thing, because that's the kind of thing they do.
Now, while the other three Pirate Bay folks appealed, according to VentureBeat.com, and saw their prison time reduced but their fines increased, Svartholm did not appeal. His window of time to appeal ran out in October of 2011, and he was supposed to show up in Sweden in January of this year to start serving his year behind bars. Since failing to do so, he has been wanted internationally. The 2006 raid, 2009 trial, and other events caused a storm of online activity, much of it retaliatory denial of service attacks and protests in support of the Pirate Bay team. While it remains the target of legal action, the Pirate Bay remains up and running and recently issued a statement reading, "We're staying put where we are. We are going nowhere. But we have a message to Hollywood, the investigators, and the prosecutors. LOL.
They're in it for the lulls.
Yep. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Related story coming up. Dale's going to share with us about a movie called Fathead that apparently has been having some distribution issues, and the creator of the film is upset, and he's lashing out at the only people he can, the people who are fans of his film. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's next live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.